speaking on this program is Brother Kevin Fee.
Tonight, we are blessed to be able to look into God's Word with various questions that have been submitted. And as always, we want to answer the questions not just in a very basic way, but rather to go to the Bible and to see exactly what God has to say. The next question for our pondering tonight deals with what we read in the context of 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through verse 13. Are Christians to forego everything for weak members? Let's examine the context. Turn with me, if you have your Bible, and I hope that you do, to 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through verse 13. Paul, again, here in this context, is speaking to the saints at Corinth, and this is his first epistle to these Christians. And he begins with dealing by speaking to people who have left, or about people who have left idols and turned to God. Verse 1, "Now concerning things offered to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And if anyone thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if anyone loves God, this one is known by God." You and I would know, as we have read and studied from the Bible, loving God and knowing God means that we not only say that we love Him, but in our love, a statement for Him, we keep His commandments. And therefore, if we keep His commandments, we are known by Him. He goes on in verse 4 to identify is that these individuals have left idols, yet at the same time, they were offended by eating meats that had been offered to idols. Was there anything wrong with eating meat in general? Absolutely not. In fact, God identifies a number of times is that people are not only to be vegetarians. I think that there was a time in the world where that they were. But He says that we are to take, kill, and eat. And that's stated in reference to the beasts of the ground. During the time frame in which this epistle is penned and the context by which it is addressing, there were individuals who were worshiping idols. And they were taking their animals and offering them unto idols, and therefore it had some sort of a religious significance to that. Well, as these people are leaving this type of practice and belief and becoming New Testament Christians, they say, well, we're not going to eat meat at all because how do we know whether or not it's been offered unto an idol? And yet at the same time, mature Christians who have been members of the church for a long period of time, they knew that in reality it didn't matter if it had been offered to an idol or not. As long as you weren't worshiping in that way, you could go ahead and eat the meat. God did not condemn them for eating such meat. And that is brought out in 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 8. Yet we learn from this context, Paul made a personal choice to refrain from eating meat if it was necessary. Note what he says in verse 13. "Therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble." Paul says, if these people are offended by my eating meat that in their mind may have been offered to an idol, if it's going to cause them to stumble, then he says, I will not eat meat at all in their presence, or I will even refrain from doing it even outside of their presence. A lot of people have asked, then how does this apply to us as Christians? We live in a world today where even in the church, people become offended by little things that are what I'm going to call trivial matters. There are some in the non-cooperative groups who say that eating in the building is a sin. And whenever I say eating in the building, they would say not only eating in this building, but even if we go next door to the annex, is that that would be sinful and that they are very much offended by those things. Simply because they say that they're offended by that, does that mean that we stop doing those things? No. There are things, though, that might fall under that realm where that we say, well, over here is a matter of fellowship. And it gives us an opportunity not only to fellowship, but to be edified with one another. But there may be things that really and truly wouldn't amount to a hill of beans. That we would say, you know, I'll go for this or I'll go for that. Simply because I do not want to offend these individuals. What am I saying? When it comes to matters that is not directly dealing with matters of salvation, biblical doctrine, thus saith the Lord, we've got to be careful not to offend our brother or sister. But yet at the same time, God does not want us to compromise whenever it would deal with things that can lead into edification or to the glory and honor of His holy and righteous name.